I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Locally, NAMI Brazos Valley offers free support for individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues. We spoke with the Director of Outreach and Development, Julie Overstreet, about a special event they have coming up this month and other services that they offer.
So at NAMI, what we do is we look after individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues. And we do that through support, education, and advocacy. So we have support groups, for example, for support. We meet every Tuesday here in Bryan at 6:30 p.m. at our office. We have one support group that's for folks who have experienced mental health issues. And we have a separate support group at the same time for family members who care about that loved one. We recognize that they need support through often traumatic times as well. We have educations. We have a number of different evidence-based signature classes that we offer. And in addition, we just, you know, every day is different. In our advocacy role, because we're not in Austin, we're not in D.C., really advocacy looks like outreach. So we do a lot of outreach events as well.
This month, the month of May, is Mental Health Awareness Month. What are some common misconceptions that you guys really try to focus on during this month to make the public more aware about?
Well, I think the number one issue facing mental health is the stigma that mental health faces. You know, when you think about it, we've come far enough that we have brain scans that prove that things like depression and anxiety are real, that they are real illnesses, that they physically affect the brain. And yet, when is the last time anybody called in sick for depression?
Right.
And at the same time, depression is a serious illness. And accounts for it's the second leading cause of death in young suicide is the second leading cause of death in young people under 25 years old. Even in our middle schoolers, suicide is the second leading cause of death. That we can't even talk about it because we feel ashamed in this kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of culture that we live in. Stigma is the thing that prevents us from reaching out for help when we need it. Something that we absolutely want to focus on during Mental Health Month is just getting awareness out there that mental illness is real. Don't be ashamed if you need help, just like you may need help if you have the flu. You know, when your brain gets sick, and so many of us will have a mental illness in our lifetime. Statistically, 1 out of 4 of us have one right now. And statistically speaking, longitudinally, in our lifetime, 1 out of every 2 of us will have a mental health diagnosis event in our lifetime. So this is truly, mental health is something that we all need to be aware of, to take care of, to put preventative factors in place. And then when we inevitably do experience something in our life that causes us grief or anxiety, we're not afraid to reach out for help when it becomes overwhelming.
Well, Julie, you guys actually have an event this month to help bring awareness and to promote the mental health of individuals and families and everyone in our community. Can you tell us a little bit more about your fundraiser luncheon?
Yeah, so May 25th, which is a Thursday, at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're having our second annual fundraiser luncheon. It's going to be held at the First United Methodist Church at 506 East 28th Street in Bryan. It's a short event, but it's a great way to learn about what we're doing in the community, to hear firsthand from people who have used our support or education services. And it's a way to give back to NAMI because we do depend on our donors to keep our programs running. All of our education and support are offered to the public for free at no charge. So we want to keep those things free for individuals and family members that need them.
Okay, great. If people are interested, is there a deadline that they need to RSVP, and how do they go about RSVPing?
The easiest way to RSVP is RSVP at NAMIBV.org. So just RSVP at NAMIBV.org. You can also go to our website at NAMIBV.org for more information. We're also on Facebook, and Facebook's so much easier to keep up to date. So our event is there on Facebook. It's facebook.com/NAMI Brazos Valley.
Okay, great. And then you mentioned the date of the actual luncheon. Can people RSVP up until the day before, or would you guys like those in a little bit earlier?
We expect that this event will sell out. So the sooner the better. I mean, I'll take RSVPs up until the day before.
If there's seats available. Okay.
Yeah. It's first come, first serve. We do expect that this will be a sellout event.
Okay.
So by all means, get those RSVPs. And it is free to attend.
Okay.
So get those RSVPs to me as soon as possible.
Okay. Excellent. Julie, is there anything else that you'd like to add today about NAMI BV or just Mental Health Awareness Month in general? Anything else that I didn't touch upon that you'd like to add to?
Oh, just, you know, just how important mental health is. Just like with a physical illness, the sooner you treat it, the better the outcome. We want to catch mental illness when it's just a sign or symptom, when it hasn't really set in and affected a person's ability to live, laugh, or love. It's up to all of us to educate ourselves on what those signs are and take action so it can be caught early and treated and so that people can live to their full potential.
Thanks again to the Director of Outreach and Development at NAMI BV, Julie Overstreet, for visiting with us today. Again, more information can be found online at NAMIBV.org. That's NAMIBV.org. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.